Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I am your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization on bringing new flavors into your life. In order to prepare for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You will want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you perceive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something that you discover today. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. So with that in mind, let's begin your exploration on flavors. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. And I invite you now just to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you're becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration, and you can make notes after the experience if you would like. So close your eyes if you haven't already done so. And now you find yourself in an interesting viewing room with a large viewing screen in front of you. You notice that there is plush purple velvet chairs. And on the large screen, there is a welcome message and an image of you smiling back at yourself. You are invited to sit down on one of the purple velvet chairs. As in a moment, you will be introduced and meet your ally for this journey, who will help you in your exploration of bringing new flavors and spice into an area in your life where you want more aliveness and brightness. Your ally enters the room from the left, and you can hear him before you even see him, for his voice is very cheerful and he's laughing. He is wearing a chef's apron, which is very bright green, and on the apron, there are all kinds of images of laughing cartoon vegetables on it. You notice the name tag, and his name is Magic Chef Albert. Next, the chef gives you a magic apron of your own. Your apron is red, and as you put it on, you notice how good you feel with the apron on. It's like you have just received the best kind of warm hug and embrace. Next, you look up at the large screen again, and an image appears of a very large circle, and the circle has been divided into seven key areas of your life. There's work, key relationships, health and wellness, finances, hobbies and personal interests, and family. Chef Albert asks you to choose what flavor you're more interested in having more of in your life now, in one or more of these key areas in your life. You are given three choices: to have more of savory things symbolically, spicy things, or sweet things in your life. Chef Albert realizes you may like to add all of these new flavors into your life, but if you had to start with one new flavor, which one seems to be calling to you the most? You ponder this for a few moments, and you are given a pointer stick, and you point to one of these words, either savory, spicy, or sweet. Chef Albert next hands you a recipe card, and you wonder what it might be like adding a savory or spicy or sweet element into your life by creating a new life recipe, so to speak. The chef speaks to you in a frank, open, and direct way. First, he suggests that you have to take stock and an inventory of what's in your current life's pantry. As well, it will be worthwhile to see what's in your life's fridge and your life's freezer, and to assess what shape your life's cooking equipment is in. Once you have an idea of what you have to work with, then you can begin to see what is missing for ingredients and what you need or want to add to create a new, more zesty recipe in some area in your life. You will also gain more clarity about where you might need to go in order to source new ingredients and how much it might cost you and if it's really worth the effort. The chef explains that sometimes adding in a savory activity, like taking time to sip the best cup of coffee or tea and quieting your mind to ponder a special moment, could be an example of a savory thing. An example of a spicy activity might be to take a salsa dance lesson with your intimate life partner if you want to jazz up your connection to them in a fun, fresh way. An example to sweeten something in your life might be to want more relaxation and renewal time where you can catch up on personal reading or personal activity or hobby that you love. That might be something very sweet to you. Next, you move towards a bright blue tall fridge with a built-in freezer. The fridge winks at you and says hello and asks you, when was the last time that you purged anything that was freezer burnt? Or anything from your freezer that you think might be a little bit damaged or in need of being thrown out. Is there anything that you have frozen in time that has been freezer burnt and is not nutritious or healthy for you to even want to keep anymore? For example, it could be something like an old memory of a boyfriend or girlfriend or some other kind of relationship where something went wrong and it was never cleanly resolved. Or another example might be an old argument, even one that happened decades ago, that you might be ready now to finally throw out and let go of. Is there something in your freezer that is still salvageable, perhaps? And if you defrosted it and seen what was there, maybe you could still work with it and make it into an enjoyable, nutritious meal. Or on the other hand, maybe it would require too many other ingredients that you don't really have access so easily to. You open the fridge door and the fridge says, hey, is there anything in here that is past its best before due date? Is your fridge overstuffed and too full with too many things where you can't even see what's really in there to work with? Or what's fresh or what is wilted or starting to deteriorate? Is there very little in the fridge at all? And is it a challenge to put together a nourishing meal? Or do you seem to be eating out a lot? And is there any items in the fridge that you never really use anymore? They're just taking up space, like condiments that you find in a fridge, where you think that they're being used, but you haven't added anything from them. They're just kind of taking up space. Sometimes we keep things around that don't serve us any longer. The fridge asks you to pick one thing in your life that you feel intuitively is past its expiration date, that you want or need to let go of now. What is one item in your fridge that brings you continued pleasure and satisfaction that you could not or would not want to be without? What is one item that has wilted or maybe on its way out, but you can still work with it, but the effort to create something worthwhile out of it may or may not be worth your effort? Are there any new items and preferences that you would like to add now to your fridge, savory, sweet, or spicy? As you leave the fridge, you thank the fridge for its wisdom and help. Next, you go to a wide set of large doors and you find there is a well-lit pantry. The pantry doors have a delightful image on it of a smiling cup and saucer. The pantry is full of all kinds of things that you like to cook with. There's a cookbook shelf that interests you as you start to wonder what you want to cook up next in your life. There are wonderful recipes, and the chef appears again and asks you to reach your right hand into your apron. There you find some stones, and you pull out two of the stones from your pocket. One stone has the word relish written on it, and in the palm of your hand, a question appears, asking you, what do you want to relish more of in your life now? The other stone has the word elixir written on it, and in the palm of your hand, a question appears, asking you, what kind of life elixir are you searching for? Is it a love potion, A fountain of youth? Or what is it for you that you are searching for? You are grateful for all of the different insights that you've had, and you are starting to prepare to leave this space. As you get ready to leave, Chef Albert reminds you that you have so many tools, ingredients, and potential recipes to explore. Once you decide what new ingredient you want to work with in your life, savory, sweet, or spicy, know that you can bring that into your life in a small or even a large way if you choose to. And know that you can come back here anytime and discover more about what you really want more of in your life. So I invite you now to take a few moments and just relax. And when you're ready, you will know, and you can sit up and make some notes about what you've experienced if you would like. As a bonus, I've created a worksheet that can help deepen your exploration. You can go to my website, and under my blog, you can look for podcast A to Z, and under F is for flavors, there is a downloadable worksheet. I would like to thank you very much for spending your time with me today, and until next time, I wish you well.